Passage 25. 1. Which country is the first fattest nation in the world? 2. What is the widely held image of Australians like? They are 3. What is the reason for the increasing number of obese Australians in the past decade? A sedentary lifestyle and... Australia, the second fattest country. Forget fit, tanned, and sporty. The new generation of Australians is fast becoming fat, pale, and lazy. A love of junk food, television, and computer games has sent the country's waistline ballooning, with Australians weighing in as the world's second fattest nation after the United States. Rather than hiring the beaches, thousands of young Aussies are heading for the couch with a bag of popcorn, with one child in every four classified as overweight or obese. The trend is squashing the widely held image of Australians being sun-bronzed and super fit. The rate of obesity, particularly among children, seems to be going up faster in Australia than anywhere else in the world. But we don't know why, said Dr. Peter Williams, president of the Dietitians Association of Australia. Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics estimate 60% of men, 50% of women, and 25% of children are overweight or obese, a huge jump from 5% in the 1960s. A sedentary lifestyle and a changing diet has doubled the number of obese Australians and trebled the army of fat children in the past decade, pushing direct health costs related to childhood obesity to about $830 million Australian dollars a year. Data shows childhood obesity in Australia is rising at the rate of 1% a year, a trend which suggests half of all young Australians will be overweight by 2025. Australia's rapid weight gain has health agencies and state governments racing to find ways to encourage people to get on their feet and shed some kilograms, while sending the weight loss industry skipping to the bank, pocketing $1 billion Australian dollars a year.
Ten. Waistline. Popcorn. Obese. Squash. Sun-bronzed. Sedentary. Treble. Do you know Mr. Smith?
No, but I know of him. He's a big shot in the local politics.